welcome you. Well, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I have tagged this day as God has a miracle for you with your name on it Monday, and that's Mark 9:23, which reads, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up. We honor you, and we give you all of the praise that is due to you, Father. We thank you for this another day that you have allowed for us to wake up in. We thank you that for this another Columbus Day that you have allowed for the world to see, Father. And I pray as we go through this day that we would go through this day realizing that there is a miracle in store for us with our name on it because we believe, Father. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would make this call be free, clear, and unhindered of anything that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I ask that you would bless the speaker as she would come today, Father, that the word will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you for each and every person that has gathered here. Continue to bless Artists International. Continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and every single person that is connected to this, the Master's Call. And I ask that our lives will continue to be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as we begin our day here with you. And so these things I ask in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to the hostess with the mostest, none other than the phenomenal, the caring, the amazing, and the intelligent one, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my dear. The platform is yours.
First, let me say thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that on-time tag. God has a miracle with your name on it Monday. And again, thank you for feeding and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I'll say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the morning, all the warmest kingdom's greetings. As you know, this call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, the glory, and honor that is due him as we start our day. And again, we know that this call was founded on October 25th, 2010. That means we are quickly approaching our 7th anniversary, and I just cannot wait. And we know that it was founded by these two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstein. We are so excited about what God is doing on the call, and we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and the mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God does things decent and in order. So when he allowed the founding of this call, he founded it on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. So we know that we have this awesome website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you can find our speakers' bios. You can find any prayer objectives we have. It's interactive. And if you feel like you're being led to join the team, or if you feel like you have to host such as I'm doing, or to greet as Minister Tiffany is doing, or if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-host, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is a new morning motivational call. And that is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that come together to keep us energized and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. And that number is, I'm sorry, I just lost that phone number. I will get you the number, I'm so sorry, at the end of the call. So now I am going to get out of the way so that the mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's minister is none other than Dr. Thomasina Pickens. Dr. Thomasina Pickens founded Real World Ministries, Inc., is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors to Real World Ministries in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry assisting battered women's shelters, ministering Under the Bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prison where they minister on a weekly basis to both male and female throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasina is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through CCE, which is a Center for Credentialing and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is in Dr. Thomasina's heart's desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that our homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite the family back together again. It is also Dr. Thomasina's desire to one day open a Real Hope home where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasina truly believes that once a person knows better, they will begin to do better. I present to some and introduce to others none other than Dr. Thomasina Pickens. Dr. Thomasina, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Praise God. The floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that introduction. Good morning, everyone. It's an honor to be on the call this morning. I believe I have a word from the Lord that will encourage you, that will stir you up, that will ignite you, that will help you finish the year strong. I really believe that in the month of October, God is going to do some amazing things in our lives. We just can't get distracted by what we see and stay focused on what he says. Amen? Don't get distracted by what you see. Stay focused on what God said. This is an hour when God is still moving. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the miracle business, but God needs all eyes on him. Chaos and confusion will come. However, God needs all eyes on him. Amen? It's not a season to be afraid. It's not a season to pull back. It's a season to get strengthened and to move forward. Amen? We're going to be in the book of 2 Timothy this morning, and this book really, it inspires me to stay focused and keep moving forward. I don't know about you, but whenever I'm reading a book, a novel, a story, I start in the beginning. I normally read the first chapter, and then I become curious in what happens in the end. And so I normally go to the last chapter, the last paragraph, and I read it because I want to know how the story ends before I even get into the meat of it. And many times, that's how we are as believers. We kind of want to know, Lord, what's going to happen? Because I'm not seeing things move the way it should move, and I'm kind of curious as to what's going to happen. And God wants you to be encouraged today. He doesn't want you to be concerned about anything because he wants you to understand that he is in control of everything. He is moving greatly and mightily in the world today. So we see in 2 Timothy, it's the last letter that we have from Paul. And Paul is in a very uncomfortable position. How many of you have ever been in an uncomfortable position? You're in a place where you're not very sure about what's going to happen next. You know that something's going to happen next, and you feel it. Sometimes we get that feeling on the inside of our belly, and we know that all is well, but we don't see it. And that's the Holy Spirit trying to confirm it for us to let us know everything is well. So Paul is in a dungeon, and he's writing to his spiritual son. He's waiting execution. So he's about the end is near for Paul, and he took the time to write his spiritual son a letter. And he wanted him to understand some things. And when we turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and we look at verse 9, he says, "Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." So Demas is one of his co-laborers, one of his companions that had journeyed with him for a while. And now Demas got caught up in what the world was doing, and he literally disconnected from Paul to go chase the world. Whether you're in business for yourself or you're on a job or you, whatever it is, it could be family, whatever it is, there comes a time when some people are going to disconnect from you. And many times when people do disconnect from us, we feel like it's something wrong with us. I want you to understand today that there's going to be many that cannot go into 2018 with you, whether it's in your business, on the job, friendship, whatever it is. There's a lot of people that can't go into 2018 with you. And so God is going to allow them to remove themselves from you. But don't question who you are. Don't question the assignment that is on your life. Stay focused on God. Paul tells him in verse 17, he says, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all the Gentiles might hear." You see, when people begin to pull away from you, it gives God an opportunity to expand you. Because a lot of times we have people close to us that speak it into our lives, and they are not telling us what God said. They're telling us what they think, how they feel, what they suggest, what we should do. So God has got to move the demons out of your life so that you can focus in on what he has called and created you to do. So you can go back to the basics of what God has spoken into your life. So when they move away from you, don't be discouraged. Don't stop and check yourself. You just keep moving forward in the name of the Lord. Continue to connect to God on every level and continue to allow God to minister back to you, and don't let the demons in your life cause you to quit, cause you to stop, cause you to be detoured, cause you to sit down. So many times we feel like if people aren't following us, then it must be that we're not going anywhere, and that's not necessarily the truth. God has called people who are not going to walk properly behind you to disconnect from you so that you can keep moving forward and do what the Lord has called you. So many times people are coming to, those of you that are in the artist business, you'll sign people up in the business and they'll connect to you, and then they'll try to tell you how to do things differently from the way that your leader has told you to do it. So God has to allow those folks to separate from you so that you can hear your leader and do what your leader has told you to do and not listen to those that are following you and what they have called you to do. See, we have to understand that. You have to look at yourself through the eyes of the Lord, and whenever he puts you in a leadership position, it's because he trusts the leader that's in you. You may not always trust the leader that's in you because you haven't tapped into the depth of your soul to find out who you even are. Therefore, God knows who you are. He has seen the end, of your life, and he knows what he has called and created you to do. Therefore, he has to disconnect those folks from you that's going to delay you, that's going to discourage you, that's going to cause you to detour. He has to pull them out of the midst of you and send them a different direction. Don't get caught up in the direction that they go in. Just stay focused on what God has called and created you to do. And this is a time that we have to really, really, really get down to what God really wants for each and every one of us, not trying to copycat anybody's ministry, anybody's anointing, anybody's business, but just do it the way that God has shown and directed you to do it. Not everybody's going to understand it. And that's what we see in verse 9. Paul said, be diligent to come to me quickly. He says, I need you to come quickly. Don't be slow, because something's going on here and I need some help. God is that help that you need. When you call God, you say, Lord, come quickly. I need you now, Lord. This thing isn't going the way I thought it was going to go. God will send help to you. He will send people to you that will help you, that will help you move forward. But you have to allow God to send the people. So many times we want to pick who we want in our inner circle, and they're not good for us. See, understand one thing. When Jesus allowed Judas to come into the circle, he already knew who he was. He knew what he was going to do. He was not moved by what he did. He already knew. Many times we'll pull in a Judas or we'll pull in a Demas, and we don't understand why they're there, and then we get discouraged because they're in our midst, and we begin to look at ourselves asking, Lord, what have I done wrong? Lord, how did I pull this person in? It's okay. It's all right. Just let God be God and let him do what he chooses to do in your life. And don't be discouraged by anybody that's close to you that walks away from you. We're going to see that God is going to start really moving people in this last quarter of the year so that we can really build up the things that he has given us to build up. See, you have some people with you that wouldn't listen to you. Many times people are with us and don't respect the anointing that's on our life. However, the anointing is still on our life, and it doesn't change just because who's there and who isn't. The anointing is dictated by the Holy Spirit. So God has to allow some people to walk away so that he can get the glory, so that he can change the whole story of your life. So don't be discouraged when they walk away from you, no matter how long they have walked with you. That's good right there. No matter how long they've walked with you, don't be discouraged when they walk away from you. Finish your year strong. God is the author and finisher of your faith. God is in complete control of everything. God is moving greatly and mightily in this season. Trust God. Don't lean on your own understanding in this hour. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Go sit in the presence of the Lord, and he will tell you everything you need to know. God will show you everything you need to see. He does not want you to get caught off guard, so he's going to show it to you before it even happens. But we're getting caught up in what we see. We're getting caught up in what people are saying. Don't get caught up in any of that stuff that will cause you to feel some type of way in this hour and take your focus off the main thing. Your primary focus must be on God, and don't let anything cause you to see your situation, your God, any differently. I'm thinking right now about an ad that's been on Facebook, and when you look at the ad, it can be discouraging, but understand this. The enemy will use people to cause chaos and confusion to come up in the midst. So before you jump on that bandwagon with everybody else and start speaking negative, stop and go and sit in the presence of God and listen to the voice of the Lord and say what he tells you to say. Do what he tells you to do. And don't get caught off track by all this stuff that's going on in the world. Don't be so quick to get angry with situations and people, and you don't even know the whole story. I'm telling you, in this hour, it is nothing but a distraction. You spend 20 minutes talking about something that has nothing to do with your business, your ministry, your family, and it will get you so caught up. 20 minutes is a lot of time that you could have spent building up someone, encouraging someone, building up your business, sitting down, writing down your business plan. That's a lot of time. So don't spend that time on something that has nothing to do with your future, with your destiny. Don't get caught up in that stuff. Don't even start, because you'll find yourself trying to research it to find out if it's true. And before you know it, you've spent hours and hours and hours on something that truly distracted you. And you could have taken that time and put it in your business. You could have been calling, doing some follow-up calls. You could have been sending out some emails. There's a lot of things you could have been doing for your artist business. But instead, you spent that time looking at something that has nothing to do with your future. It's just a distraction, something to detour you, to cause you to get angry and upset. And when we're angry and upset, we cannot hear from God clearly because we have so much. It's kind of like being in the swimming pool with your head up under the water. You can't hear anything. Somebody could be standing outside the water, the pool, and could be screaming that you just won $1 million, and you're not going to be able to hear it because you got all that water around you. In this situation, you have all that junk that's going into your ears, and so you can't hear clearly what God is saying because there's so much stuff going on. You're thinking about stuff, and you're not even present. You know, your body's in one place and your mind is somewhere else because you're caught up in things that God says, I don't need you to be caught up in that. I'm controlling everything, everybody. Nothing happens without God's permission. And so we have to learn how to trust God. So I want you to be encouraged and finish your race strong this year with no excuses. Whatever God said you were going to have at the end of 2017, you need to have it. Don't be afraid of success, and do not be afraid of greatness. There is so much greatness in each and every one of you. You haven't even tapped into it yet. And God wants you to get to that place where you can tap into everything that he has placed on the inside of you so that you can finish your race strong. So at the end, when it's all said and done, verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And that's what I want each and every one of you to do. Finish 2017 strong. Get ready to start 2018 powerful, focused, determined, in place, in position, and do what God has called and created you to do. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for giving me this opportunity to speak to your audience this morning, and I pray that something was said that will bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thomasina, for that profound and on-time word. I'll be calling you back shortly to give us our closing benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the woman of God, Dr. Thomasina Pickens, Lord. Father, you know every need and every desire that her heart has, and we ask you right now to do the exceeding and abundant more than she or we can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. Father, we ask that you allow everything she touches to prosper. Pour back into her the virtue which she so gracefully and kindly and lovingly poured out to us this morning. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep your hedge of protection around both Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, you know every need and every heart's desire, and we ask you right now to just continue to be an ever-present help in their time of need. We pray for our artist life family, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to keep the Des de Leon family covered in your care, oh Heavenly Father. Father, continue to lead and guide them as they make decisions for artist life and as we continue to close out this year and go into 2018. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just continue to be with our TMC family, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, those who are in bereavement, those who have sicknesses, Heavenly Father, we ask you right now that sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we speak that Jehovah Rapha healing for them, oh Heavenly Father, knowing, God, that you are in control. Lord, we continue to keep our sister Ada Grace lifted before you, Heavenly Father. She is in your hands, in your care, oh God, and we know that you are working it out for her good and your glory, oh Heavenly Father, so that she will be able to come forward with a bold and mighty testimony, so that, and we know that, as Dr. Vanessa always says, oh Heavenly Father, that the enemy has to give it back sevenfold, oh Heavenly Father. So we are standing right now on Proverbs 6:31, oh God. So Lord, as we just continue to work it out according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us, and as we go boldly to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy, we just want to continue to make sure that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you, Lord, as we continue to live a life, oh Heavenly Father, that is pleasing to you. Lord, and as we continue to walk it out, oh Heavenly Father, continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, oh Lord, so that we may see clearly the path that you desire us to take, oh Heavenly Father. And as people begin to drop off on our left and on our right, oh God, keep us focused. Keep us in line with your plan, oh Heavenly Father. We know that we can't take everyone with us, oh God, but we want to go and walk into your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us, regardless of who you allow to come with us, oh God. Father, we don't want to take any excess baggage, oh Heavenly Father. We only want to walk it out with those people you have called us to walk it out with, oh Lord. So, Father, we are just so thankful, so grateful, knowing that you are continuing to keep us in your care, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father, because we know that every good and perfect gift is from you, oh Lord. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 294-167 pound. And today is Motivational Monday. And if you want to listen to this message from this woman of God who just came forth with a word that was so on time, if you want to hear this message again today, post it to your social media so that other people can be blessed by it. The number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677 pound. Our speaker for today on the New Morning Motivational Call will be our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. So she will be bringing the word on the MMC call, and we are so glad that each and every one of you joined us. We hope to hear you again tomorrow. First, let me say thank you to our beautiful songbird for receiving and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, our minister this morning, Dr. Thomasina Pickens, what an amazing word. I will now call you back to give us our benediction, Dr. Amen. Thomasina Pickens.
Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Be blessed and have a great day in the Lord. Amen.